Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges, and today's Monday, a new week, so we're introducing a new topic. Right now we're doing a series called Pioneer Story, where we're looking at the Book of Acts in the Bible. It tells the story of the very first Christians, the pioneering Christians, developing what we now know as the Church, but the very first Christian communities were just in formation in those days. These Daily Challenges are meant to help you if you're exploring what it means to follow Jesus as part of a busy commuting lifestyle. If you've never explored what it means to follow Jesus before at all, I'd encourage you to start with our Christianity 101 course. It's available through the same app and website, but you'll find the basic concepts there that we try to build on with these challenges. Our challenges follow a rhythm, so we can all study what it means to follow Jesus in sync together, even though we're not together in one physical place at a time. That means every Monday we introduce a new idea. Every Tuesday we study it in the Bible. Every Wednesday we see how that transforms our thinking. Every Thursday, we try to apply and live it out. Friday's a day for prayer and reflection. Saturday's a day for rest. And then Sunday's a day for community, especially Christian community. And I'm happy to say that we're going to be starting a brand new, really creative kind of Christian community in the town of Ajax this fall. We'll be launching September 21st, and we call it the Family Room. You can find more information on redeemthecommute.com or redeemerajax.ca. If you live near Ajax, I hope we see you there. Now, a few times through this series on the Book of Acts, I've told you stories of people I know who found themselves questioning if following Jesus will impact the bottom line, if it'll impact their livelihood. You know, for example, I told you the story of a rock musician I know who, as she started to explore following Jesus, had to ask the obvious question. Since she'd built for herself this angry, hard rock kind of persona, what would her fans think if she suddenly became a follower of Jesus? Would it impact her act? As it did, would it impact the rest of the band, their livelihoods, her livelihood? Those were natural questions for her to ask. I also had a debt collector once in a Christianity 101 course who didn't have any problems doing his job normally. He would make phone calls to people who hadn't paid their bills, and he admitted there was a fair bit of harassment involved. As he began to explore what it would mean to follow Jesus, he asked me a tough question one day. He said, "If I decide to be a Christian, can I still do this job? Even if I keep the job and try to do it as a follower of Jesus, you know, in accordance with all the things that Jesus teaches, will I be able to keep my job if I'm not able to do it as effectively as I could have if I didn't have any moral scruples with it at all?" Tough questions. I also told you about the man I know who was in a job where he had to regularly commit fraud. But as he began to explore following Jesus in the Christianity 101 course, he started to ask some tough questions too. Would he be able to keep doing that job? And if he quit, how would he put food on the table since this was the only lead on a job he had? And he didn't have anything else on his resume to help him get a new job. Each of these people I know had to count the cost of following Jesus. It was part of their decision to follow Jesus. It wasn't one they could take lightly because they knew that following Jesus was going to impact their lives. And one of the tangible ways we can see that impact is in how it impacts our finances. Are we going to have to give more? Are we going to become more generous? Are we going to have to spend our money differently, invest our money differently? Will we have to do our jobs differently? These are all questions that new Christians need to ask. And sometimes established Christians can find those questions really difficult. They think, well, you know, why would anybody have to count the cost? Of course, following Jesus is so much greater than having money or a certain career and things like that. But for somebody who's exploring following Jesus for the first time, these are really natural questions to ask, and they can be hard. These were questions the very first people to learn about Christianity had to ask as well. Of course, many decided they wanted to live lives of generosity and compassion, following Jesus in every way, including in their work, and it changed how they worked and what they did. Others, however, rejected Christianity because they recognized it was going to impact their bottom line. And we're going to explore one of those questions this week from the Book of Acts. We'll see it tomorrow. But first, I've got a question for you to think about, not just on your own, but to discuss with a friend or with a group. It's a really important part of our daily challenges that we don't do them alone, but that we're sharing them with others. Doesn't mean you all have to crowd around a phone or a TV at the same time to watch these challenges. It just means you watch the challenges on the same days, and whenever you are together, maybe on the commute, you can discuss together what you've been learning. But first, here's your question. In what other ways do you think Christian faith might threaten somebody's livelihood today? What other kinds of careers or ways of working do you think would be incompatible with a follower of Jesus' lifestyle? Well, have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.